For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn. State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal continues to criticize the governor. She says Nixon's plans for a new commission to study social unrest in Ferguson come too late to help the community.
Governor and his approach should have occurred years ago, if not 77 days ago. And having a commission is very easy and simple to do. It is, and let me underscore this, it is low-hanging fruit. The solution comes from actually spending time in this community that is experiencing so much pain.
The commission's first order of business will be to conduct a study of underlying social and economic conditions that have created unrest in Ferguson. But Chappelle Nadal says dissatisfaction in Ferguson stems from deeper problems in the state. One of Missouri's most generous political donors is hosting an election night fundraiser for Republican Senator Roy Blunt in St. Louis. Blunt isn't up for re-election until 2016, but St. Louis Public Radio reports that financier Rex Sinkfield and his wife Jean are hosting an early evening event on November 4th. Tickets start at $1,000 and go as high as $10,400 per couple. The reception is scheduled to end when polls close at 7 p.m. Sinkfield recently donated $750,000 to Republican Catherine Hanaway's 2016 gubernatorial campaign. For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn.
For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin. The vice chair prosecuting attorney for Montauk County, Shane Hillea of California, Missouri, was arrested Saturday night in Columbia after he allegedly backed his Ford F-150 into a glass wall of Addison's Grill. KBIA's Taylor Nakagawa spoke to Addison's co-owner, Matt Janay, to see how the restaurant has been able to recover from this unexpected event.
The crash on Saturday night sprayed glass about 20 feet into the restaurant, sending four people to University Hospital. Halia, 36, was released from Boone County Jail after posting a bond of $22,500. He has been charged with fleeing the scene of an accident and four counts of second-degree assault. Addison's co-owner, Matt Jenny, said that the restaurant was able to clear the debris on Saturday night, and they reopened at their regular time for business on Sunday. But he says the crash on Saturday shook up his staff.
We're traumatized that people were injured in a restaurant, and that really is our primary concern. But we're also very thankful for the outpouring of support that we've received from our customers and from our friends and family.
Halia, in a statement he released Sunday morning, said he wasn't aware that he backed his truck into the glass. He said he was informed by an individual less than a block away from the scene, and he then returned to Addison's and identified himself to the police as the driver. For KBIA News, I'm Taylor Nakagawa.
St. Louis Cardinals manager Mike Matheny says he was stunned by the death of 22-year-old outfielder Oscar Taveras. Taveras and an 18-year-old woman were killed Sunday afternoon in a crash in the Dominican Republic. Matheny says the team had forged deep ties and affection for Taveras, who debuted in the majors this past season. Several Cardinals players have expressed their sadness on Twitter. For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin.